Hey guys, this is Some Guy.
This is the Bugman. Just want to let you know, we've got some serious stuff on the back end of this thing. If you're just here for the funny stuff, you've got about 17 minutes of good stuff and then some boring stuff at the end, but I hope you listen to all of it. Bye-bye.
Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman. Figure things out. And I am Some Guy.
I'm the Bugman.
And... well,
here we are.
How's it going?
Well, it's going pretty good.
Yeah?
Trying to get used to being in front of this thing again.
I'm telling you. You know, we used to have a show.
Yeah.
We used to have a show.
Way back when.
And we talked about stuff.
A lot of stuff.
But, you know, here we are again, I guess.
Oh, man. That was nearly a year ago.
Yeah.
We're working on nearly a year ago.
Nearly a year.
I have learned some things.
Uh-huh.
I traveled the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm ready to dive back in and hit the hard-hitting issues.
I lost my wedding ring in a river.
Wow.
In all that time.
Gasp.
That's what I get for quitting the show.
Well, karma, as they say.
Yeah. That's how it works.
Well, first of all, we just want to thank Captain Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
We're recording. We're coming at you right now from a box.
Yes.
Of cereal.
Mm-hmm.
A Captain Crunch box of cereal.
From thank the inside you. Of a box of Captain Crunch.
Thank you, Captain Crunch. You're the best.
Mm-hmm. Crunch berries.
Crunch berries.
Yes.
All right. Onward.
Now, I have a question for us today.
Okay.
I really do. Again, we used to have a show.
Yeah.
Some of you may remember we used to do this regularly.
Yep.
And I looked over some of the old episodes, and mm-hmm. I thought, we got some things wrong.
Yeah, we really did.
We messed up in some areas.
We thought we were figuring things out, but...
we led you astray.
It was something else.
It was a totally, like, you know, we were establishing a cult to the wrong god.
Jeez.
It was serious business.
That is serious business.
We deal in the real world here.
Yeah.
And there are consequences to what gets said on this show. And let me just tell you, folks, I told you in episode 24 that the future of all shoes is slip-ons.
I remember that.
I could not have been more wrong.
Really?
I have abandoned them as just... a point of fact, I have abandoned slip-on shoes.
Really?
They're not my primary walker anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. I discovered this very rare and misunderstood piece of ancient technology.
Ancient technology.
Called a shoehorn.
My grandpa had one. My great-grandpa, should I say.
Really?
Had one of those. Yeah.
Oh.
Now, so I've seen them. Have I ever used one?
Yeah.
No way.
Well, in the Guy family,
yeah,
we did not have shoehorns.
At all.
We did not know what they were. I did not know what this foreign shape was until a strange man in a shoe store once tried to use one on my shoe.
Yeah.
And I said, get that blade away from my heel, sir. And you will not install my foot into that shoe. Yeah. I am a man. I will do it myself.
Get out of here.
It's a slip-on. What's wrong with you? I can slip it on myself. And he said, but sir...
yeah.
You will be quite comfortable.
Yeah.
And my life has never been the same. Listen, folks, you can slide your foot directly into any shoe.
Any shoe.
With a shoestring.
Yeah.
Any kind of tight. If you just put a shoehorn on the back of your heel.
Yeah.
Wow. Slip-on shoes are not the way forward.
Uh-uh.
There is a cheat code.
Yeah.
Called a shoehorn.
Right.
Where you slip your foot in.
You know, I've heard... people always afraid of robots coming in and taking our jobs. I think more correctly, robots are going to come alongside us and allow us to do our job better. You know what I mean?
Yes. Like, yes, I do.
Yeah, there are some things that the robots are going to do,
mm-hmm.
but that's because they're better at it so that we can focus on other things.
Yes, like?
Putting on shoes.
Putting on shoes. Now listen, I'm going to tell you something about the shoehorn.
Yeah.
The shoehorn is a device that is just misunderstood in our society. It's something that we get wrong, okay? Folks talk about it like it's like you're really shoving something in there, yes, that doesn't belong.
Right, right.
Let me tell you, folks.
Like you're forcing the issue.
The shoehorn is the way to go.
Yeah.
You're not forcing any issues. You're gently gliding your right. foot into its exact desired location, which is the shoe.
Yeah.
With shoestrings, mind you. Slip-on shoes are for lazy,
yeah.
out-of-touch
right.
millennials
write that
with
down.
With their iPads
yes.
and their kale.
Mustaches.
And their, yes.
Yeah, totally.
Please.
Yeah.
Have a shoehorn and take your slip-on shoes somewhere else.
Yeah, out of here, because we don't need them anymore.
Right.
We have a shoehorn. The only thing about the shoehorn is... Mm-hmm. Grandpa Cornelius, mm-hmm. as we called him.
Yes.
He had a shoehorn, but the thing was only like 3-4 inches long.
Correct, yeah.
So it's like, wouldn't you want one longer than that? Like with a handle even?
So one you could stand up with?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that, so yours is
I
short
think
or
so.
Yours
mine's
is
pretty
long.
Short. Mine's yeah. pretty short. Now listen, I'm an amateur in the shoehorn game.
Okay, true.
Currently.
Yeah.
Okay. I've not been to, there's like a local convention.
Right.
Of guys, there's a hotel in the town that, yeah. here that we live in that they do some small conventions like this. And I've only been once, but there are some guys that get pretty serious about yeah. about their shoehorn game.
Shoehorn con.
And
yeah.
I'm telling you, they have competitions, like how fast can you slide your foot in? Mm. Or there's team competitions
Technique.
Where it's kind of like you're putting in somebody else's foot while they're putting in your foot
uh-huh.
and you kind of, you got to see how quickly you can
yeah.
do it.
That's awesome.
They've got one competition where they nail a bunch of shoes to the floor
yeah.
almost in a walking pattern, and you have to one at a time put your foot in a shoe
out.
And then pull it out and then put your left foot forward in the next shoe
oh my
and
gosh.
Put that shoe in and then take your right foot and take it out of the shoe and put it forward, put it in the next shoe in
yeah.
front, and you just go all the way across the room like that with these shoes that are nailed to the floor.
Oh, geez.
Listen, shoehorning
yeah.
is a part of the culture that is completely underground,
yeah.
but the sophisticated man, I would say, is incomplete
yeah.
without fully understanding the nuance and the competition level of professional shoehorning.
I'm prepared to say that the word for the year,
mm.
the word for 2019,
mm-hmm.
is shoehorn.
Shoehorn.
We need to get it correct.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get it out in the light.
That's right.
The public needs to appreciate shoehorning.
Shoehorning.
Yeah. Well, so now that we're talking about shoes,
yep.
which I assume Shoehorn Con
mm-hmm.
is sponsored by Nike. Like, I'm just assuming that.
I believe so.
Okay.
I believe there's Nike and Sanuk. And there was recently a Chinese company that has been banned
right.
from competition. I believe there's also a company from somewhere in Uzbekistan that has been removed for some sort of scandal.
Uzbekistan.
Yes, you are correct. Nike would be the main sponsor.
Yeah, obviously. So that brings me to the episode that I came up with that I need to revisit
mm-hmm.
The issue comes from episode 10, rightly named Shoe String Scissor Ghost.
Shoe String Scissor Ghost.
Now, if you don't remember some guy, the question I believe was,
mm-hmm.
if you died
yep.
and possessed an item, what would it be?
What would it be?
Now, it's funny, we talked about the shoehorn thing because
mm-hmm.
mine was a shoestring.
Yep.
It wasn't a pair of shoestrings. It was a single shoestring.
Yeah.
And I do think the direction I was going was solid,
mm-hmm.
but I have to go back. I have to backpedal a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I think that there's a greater cause. Like, I could help people
mm-hmm.
with this.
Yes.
I don't have to be selfish.
Well, yeah.
And that's kind of where I was going with the shoestring thing. It was more of a personal looking out for myself.
Uh-huh.
As far as the longevity of the possession.
Yes.
Where
scaring a family to death and running them out of their house, I believe.
Yes.
But
yes.
You were concerned mostly for your own mental health.
Right.
Yes.
Because at some point, a family is going to look to
mm-hmm.
exercise you.
Right.
Well, here's my thinking.
You have to hide where they're not going to look.
Exactly. Well, here's my thinking now. Even though I agree with that, I can't disagree with that.
Yeah.
I think that there's a bigger issue at hand.
Okay.
That I could even help humanity.
Okay.
You
so something better to possess.
Something better.
Something almost like, you want to fly inside something? We're currently inside of a Captain Crunch box of Crunch Berries.
Yes.
So, you know, exactly. Of course, there are of other course. Options out there. But what do you got in mind?
My philosophy, you know, no, I'll just say this. The item that I would possess would be corn.
Corn.
Whether it be can of corn.
Creamed corn.
Creamed corn. Cobbed corn.
Mm-hmm. Corn of cob.
Corn of cob. Mm-hmm. I am doing all that I can to possess as much corn as I possibly can.
The band and their music?
That's with a K.
Oh,
I'm specifically, you know.
Fair distinction.
And, okay, now I'll use that as a segue because I think them ridiculing corn by misspelling it is actually more in the cause that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I want to do everything I can to destroy the good name that corn has.
Oh,
I
understood.
Think it's very.
Are you talking about the vegetable or the band?
The vegetable.
The vegetable.
I think. The band corn has been on this track since the beginning.
Yes.
We need to do everything we can
to
rebrand corn.
Right.
So that when I say corn, you say, oh, is he talking about the band? Or is he talking, like, the more attention we get away from the vegetable, the better.
So the only reason that the band corn is awful.
Yes.
And you shouldn't listen to it, is because they're making an artistic statement.
Yes,
our music is terrible.
Right.
We are an awful group of musicians. We don't make good music.
Right.
That's the point.
That's the point.
Corn is bad for you.
It's bad, awful, terrible.
Like, don't eat it.
Yes.
Don't share it.
Right.
Don't bring it to the picnic, Barbara.
Looking at it, why are we, is what's in the grocery
get
store?
Get rid of corn.
We
and
need to get rid
you
of corn.
Want to, you want to jump onto that artistic message.
Yes.
And possess a can of corn as a spirit of the afterworld.
Yes.
And then convince families, much in the same way that Korn the band has done such a good job of doing.
I want to possess
in
that
being
corn.
Horrible.
I want to possess that corn
right.
so hard,
yeah.
so intensely,
mm-hmm.
that it makes the whole world question, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Is this something that we need to be invested in?
Mm-hmm.
Because I would argue it's not. We need to be running away from corn as fast as possible. Number one, it's gross.
Yes.
Number two, it's nasty. Number three, it smells bad.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, it tastes bad.
Right.
So I just want to make that my platform
today. Now,
is this just
corn, or is this yellow foods in general? How do you feel about mustard? Is that
I'm
a totally different?
I'm fine with mustard.
Okay.
I'm fine with mustard.
Yeah.
It is just corn.
Corn, I mean, if you think about it in that direction, corn even ruins the good name of the color yellow.
It really, really does.
It I mean, it takes from what has been a much celebrated color throughout the centuries to what is now, you know, a simple root that comes from the ground that shouldn't, you know.
It should not even exist.
Shouldn't be eaten.
Yeah.
Now, how do you feel about maize?
You know, maize,
being the corn of yesteryear.
I know that there are some things in history that people will argue there was a means to an end.
Yeah.
Maize had its place.
Right.
But then we had to play God.
Mm-hmm.
We had to play God and create corn.
Right.
And
completely
I think
different thing.
That is a step way too far.
Yeah.
We just need to back it up, rethink our steps as a race.
Yes.
As humanity itself.
Right.
And say, what are we doing here? How can we correct?
Well, you know, if you think about it, corn even disparages the human ear.
Yes.
Because what do you call corn right off the stalk?
Yeah.
It's an ear of corn.
It's an ear of corn.
I mean, who thought of that? I mean, listen, it's an abomination enough on its own. Not the ear, the corn.
The corn.
And so why do we have to drag the human body into this?
We shouldn't.
It has nothing to do. So why can't we just call it a garbage of corn?
Yeah.
Here I have
a garbage.
A garbage or a trash of corn.
Yes. Yep.
And that way, not only does it correctly describe what you're holding, but it tells you exactly where it belongs.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
I have a garbage of corn here.
Yeah.
Can you help me deliver it, sir?
Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think my new lease on life is going to say, I'm going to do everything I can that when I die, I can hurt corn as much as possible.
As much as possible.
As much as possible.
It's not just about hurting corn. You're doing a service.
Yes.
You are scaring people away from
yes.
the consumption of these tiny little yellow rocks.
Yeah.
That for some reason people still choose to eat.
I think it's just propaganda.
Yeah.
I think we're just brainwashed. We need to run. We need to run away.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's all I have to say. I don't want to make a big deal about it. I mean, everybody makes mistakes, but I think I was being selfish before. I want to help people. Yeah. I want to help people. And so this is how I'm doing that.
Yeah. Which of the, I believe there's a video game that has taken up the banner on this whole corn thing about, I'm getting the two mixed up. It's either Castle Crashers or something like Cuphead, where you fight an ear of corn.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? And as you fight it, it like pops off into popcorn as it's flying away. Now listen, whichever it is, those are the artists.
Yeah.
Of a generation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're
I think it might have been Castle Crashers, but
they're hitting a vein.
You know, I have that game on my old 360.
Yeah.
We may just need to, after we're done here, may need to pull that out and go slay a garbage of corn.
A garbage of corn just to put us back on track of where we're supposed to be.
Right. I have both games, so we'll check and we'll see. And
it's that important.
Listen, folks, corn dies tonight.
Tonight.
Not the band.
No.
We celebrate the band and thank them for their trash music.
Keep up what you're doing.
But the vegetable?
It's gone. Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you, put a lock on your cupboards, because when you hear a knock, we are the ones who knock.
We are the ones who knock. Yeah. I feel good about that.
It's over, corn.
It's over, corn. We're coming for you, pal.
Well, I think we figured those out. We
figured those out.
I think that, What was it about?
There's a groove, and I feel like we're getting back in it.
We
had some problems with our past shows.
Yes.
We are revisiting ideas, coming away better
for it.
We had repossession, when we die, what do we possess? And then we have shoehorn, number one, for 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, we have to rethink slip-on shoes.
Yeah,
we were making a mistake with those slip-on
shoes. I'm telling you, folks. I know we've been gone for a while, but these last several months in the box with the captain, have
give you some perspective.
It truly has. Mm-hmm. The captain is a thought leader,
mm-hmm.
and you should discuss things with him.
Yeah,
you really should.
Yeah. So thanks again, Captain Crunch.
Before we go, even though we've got those things figured out, we'd like to talk to you about what we're figuring out for the direction of the show.
Yes.
As we sort of move forward. And we're going to be changing gears a little bit here, but we want to be honest with you guys as much as possible.
Yeah.
We'd like to say welcome back.
Welcome back.
To each of us.
Yes.
Welcome back, sir.
Welcome back, sir.
Sir Bugman.
Yes, sir.
And welcome back to you, our listeners.
Yes.
But also, we just want to give you a quick rundown of what the show is going to look like in the months going forward.
Yes.
So we've done interviews and discussed some of this in the past, mm-hmm. and some of what we said is still going to hold, and we're going to try and stick to most of it. But for now, I'll just get to it. We're going to do two a month.
Yes.
Two episodes a month. We used to do
one a week.
Now it's going to be, I mean, we say two a month. It's going to be one every other week, yes. I think.
Yeah.
Every other week. So some months there's going to be three in a single month, mm-hmm. just because there's three Mondays in a month, you know, with one Monday in between. So sometimes you'll get three in a month, I guess. But it's going to be one every other week, really.
Exactly.
Which will make it, it'll make the burden of producing something every week just a little bit lighter on us, people who are, we're not professional podcasters. We're doing this for fun, and it is fun.
It is.
I had a lot of fun this episode.
Yeah.
I was very nervous.
Yeah. We did it, though.
But I've absolutely had fun. We also would like to consider some guests.
Yes.
We talked about that with Johnny and Dave.
Yes.
And that's something we still want to do. That hasn't gone anywhere. We're not doing it for this show, but in the future.
In the future.
We would like to have guests, and we have plans for the role we want our guests to play. It's not really going to be an interview
right.
show. Mm-hmm. Whoever is a guest on the show, listen, you're not here to tell us how great you are. You're here to get to work. All right.
Exactly.
If you can lean, you can clean. All right.
Exactly.
That's what they used to tell me in the kitchen at Sonic.
Yes.
So, I'm just going to tell you, if you're going to be here, you're going to work. You're going to be part of the show just as much as we are. That's just, you know, if we ever do an interview show, we'll do an interview show. But this is going to be some guy in the Bugman figure things out with a guest.
And because of that, you know, the twice a month thing and possible guests, we want to go ahead and say the whole 10, 12 minute mm-hmm. format is probably not going to work. So we're not promising anything. We just want to give everyone a heads up. These are going to be a little longer. And not like a warning. We just want you to know, you know, we're just changing.
Yep.
So what we did before is what we did before.
Yep.
We're changing things up and doing things a different way now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's going to be better. I think we're going to enjoy it a little more. Not that we enjoyed our old show, but, you know, like you're saying, people change.
Yes.
Formats change over time. This is all that is, but it's a good thing. The format's going to be a little longer. This episode right now, we're about 21 minutes in on my clock.
That's two episodes worth last year.
And listen, folks, we're especially with a guest.
Yeah.
Our plan is to make that sort of a regular thing. Mm-hmm. We used to do 10-minute episodes.
Yeah.
I hope that doesn't mess with you guys listening to the show too much. But because we're only doing two a month, you know, it's going to be about the same amount of time that you would have gotten out of the four shows a month. We'll just be doubling the length. That feels right to us.
Yeah.
But for now, that's sort of a necessity with having a guest. But then we also just want to allow ourselves the freedom to talk about subjects
deeper
in our own special way.
Exactly.
For a little bit longer time, because sometimes we cut ourselves off and. You listen back some of those old episodes, and sometimes it may seem a little abrupt to you guys.
Rushed.
It's because it was. We wanted to only give you the best stuff, but now with a little more experience, we're a little more comfortable behind the mic.
Yeah.
I think that we can
give
a better, longer show.
Yeah, so. I mean, you think about it in the show that shall not be mentioned, we were doing those for like an hour. So just thinking about that.
And the goal was always 25 minutes, I think.
Gosh.
And I don't think we ever did one less than 40 minutes.
No, there was so much
always,
to talk about.
Always 40 minutes. Oh, so much to drudge on about. That show was corn from minute one to minute 40.
Talk about garbage heap. Talk about garbage heap.
Like,
anyway.
We did a good job.
I had a great time.
We put out a good product. But the content that we were forcing ourselves to talk about was
awful.
Just kill me now. It was like,
anyway.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, anyway.
Brain rot. want to talk to you guys about something that Bradley and I have discussed quite a bit. I've been a little bit nervous, really, even to bring it up.
Yeah.
Because we want you all to know that this show is free.
Yeah.
It is free. It was free for the first 60 episodes.
Yeah.
It's going to be free going forward. There will never be a paywall.
Right.
For what you're getting. Everything we've just described.
Mm-hmm.
The two a month, possible guests, longer format, all that is happening. We're not saying, if you give us this much money, we'll do those things.
But in saying that, there's now a website, somebugman.com. There is a constant hosting fee that we pay
through Blueberry. Yeah.
And they're great. This is not saying anything bad about
that. But the show costs money.
So on top of that, there's the intro cost of microphones and the soundboard without ever upgrading again.
Yeah.
Always using the same microphones forever. And we don't want to do that. We want better spaces, better equipment, whatever. So saying this show is completely free to you, especially to those who maybe are new to podcasts, and this is the only podcast you listen to, you got to understand this is not free for us.
Right. I would say, and that's not even including the computer that we're recording this on.
Yeah.
I with a friend's help, I put together a shopping list and we bought all the parts and we built this sucker together. Mm-hmm. Well, I built it with his help, helping me find equipment. And then you have a computer setup that you've got built up for this. Mm-hmm. I would say in all, without ever bringing up the cost.
Yeah.
We have already invested somewhere between $1,500 and $2,000.
Yeah, yeah.
If you think about the computers, the recording equipment, the cost of operation and all that, we've probably spent somewhere between $1,500 and $2,000 of our own money over the last few years.
Yeah.
And we have done every bit of it because we want to.
We want to.
And we still want to.
Yeah, we're not saying shame on anyone.
No.
We're just letting you know that this next decision that we're making is be due to that.
Yeah, and it's not about profit.
No,
it's about maintaining the show.
Yeah.
So without beating around the bush anymore.
Yes.
Like you were saying, there is a website, and on that website, and in the show notes for this show, you'll find a link to Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Again, nothing behind a paywall. We decided that we might try some things in the future.
Yeah, for sure.
Only as a thank you to the people, which we feel like that's necessary.
We're already giving.
If you're going to work your hard week to get some hard-earned money and then give us a buck, even if it's just a dollar for the month, then we might give you something extra simply as a thank you.
Yeah.
And we're going to try some different things. But mostly, whatever that is, we plan to listen, I think, mostly to each other, but also to our listeners.
Yeah.
And to the people, whoever joins us on Patreon, no one has to, but if you do, we'll probably listen to you and say, you know, what sort of things would you guys like to see on the Patreon, because we want to listen to the people who listen to us.
Yeah, for sure.
But again, there's operating costs, but that's primarily what anything from this Patreon would go for. They're going to go for the operating cost, which is currently, you know, we're not buying new computers or anything, but we are spending money on, you know, media hosting and web host for the website, and then there's some monthly costs to that. There's some yearly costs to that. It's a couple $100s.
Yeah, for sure.
And really, we've always said if we could just generate enough to pay for that, if we generated the $12 a month it takes just for the media host, I would do backflips, dude.
Yeah.
That would be insane.
Exactly.
But again, the show's not going anywhere.
No,
it's not hinging on your support.
No,
you know, we're prepared to pay for this in perpetuity.
We're gonna keep going
and
either way.
Make incremental, you know, upgrades to our equipment, but if we can get our operating costs down, then we can invest more in equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And what if that comes from our own pocket, which it has been for a long time and will continue to do so, or if it's money after operating cost that comes from the Patreon, this isn't a paycheck. We paid for most of the equipment on a shoestring budget, and like I said, we spent $1,500, but that was mostly computer expenses.
Right.
Most of the recording equipment is kind of cheap.
Yeah,
like it's bottom dollar sort of stuff. And
exactly.
if we want to have guests and make it easy for our guests to be on the show, I've got to get a bigger soundboard.
Yeah,
we've just got this tiny little thing.
Exactly. Or if we wanted to start doing a little more video content or whatever, that's just money on top of that.
Yeah.
So anyway, we just want to bring that to y'all's attention. If you're interested in that, please, you know, and if not, no problem.
Yeah.
No problem.
So there's a link in the show notes to the Patreon. There's a link on the website to the Patreon. There's going to be tiers as low as $1, as high as $10.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not expecting anything from anybody.
No.
We will simply mention that there is a Patreon. This is probably the most that you'll hear about it.
Yeah.
Going forward, we'll probably mention it once an episode. Say, if you like the show, support us on Patreon at whatever the link is.
Yeah.
But that's it.
That's it.
Really it, you guys.
We're just happy to have y'all here.
Yep. And we are just about to cross the 30-minute mark, so we're going to get out of here before we do that.
Exhausted.
So, that's it.
That's it.
Just, I guess, land the plane here.
Let's
crashing
go.
And burning. All right. So, You can find me. I'm some guy. You can find me at Chase the Rev on Twitter.
Yeah,
and anywhere else.
You can find me. I am on Facebook. Maybe look me up, Bradley Johnson. I don't know. But on Twitter, at Bugman_Bradley. And then my wife and I just started an Instagram doing woodworking and a lot of different things. We're trying to expand our horizons. And that's J Create LLC, all one word.
Yeah.
You can find us on Insta, baby.
Support this guy. Hey, and I don't have anything up soon, but I guess since we're throwing out side hustles.
Yeah, do it.
Guys, I got this foam cutter.
Yes.
This Proxon foam cutter.
Yo, yo, yo.
Baby, I'm cutting out dungeon tiles like you wouldn't believe.
They're incredible.
If you're into D&D and want some dungeon tiles from yours truly,
hit him up.
Bro, hit me up on Twitter, and I will send them out to you. I'm just getting started. So
we doing it.
But, man, I'm having a blast with that, too. All right. You guys can find the show at somebugman.com. You'll be able to find it on our Facebook page at SomeBugMan, and on Twitter at SomeBugMan. Just look at all those different places, and we'll be happy to have you there. Guys, I am so excited about being back.
This is great. See y'all later.